This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming Beatles, live at Tallycater.com.
It's almost the same thing. Did you forget the Beatles
again already? I did already.
I was trying to get everybody excited about the Kirkland Show tomorrow night. What I want to get everyone excited about is Help for Heroes. It is ongoing right now all the way through Veterans Day, and it's our great honor to have Greg Collins from the Veterans Assistance Commission in the studios with us here today. To date, you guys have helped nearly 300 Macon County veterans. Is that true?
That's true.
That's amazing. You yourself are a veteran. I know why it's important to support the men and women who serve our country, but I think a lot of people have a hard time believing just how many people find themselves down on their luck that have served our country.
Right. Well, as a veteran service officer, I see a lot of the cracks that need filled. And so it's been perfect. Those vets that I want to help, but I can't. Now there's funding to do that.
All right, now we have more funding. So last year we raised just about $25,000. It was matched 5-1 by the Howard G. Buffett Foundation. He's going to do that again if we raise a dollar more than we raised last year. So there's a number of ways you can give. You can go to nowdecatur.com. You can give online. I want to thank Debbie Bogle and the United Way for providing that service. You can send a check to us. But tell me some of the things you guys have been able to do with this funding so far to help these 300 Macon County veterans.
We've gave out a lot of gift cards to Dollar Tree. A lot of it's like individualized. I mean, with helping car repairs, things like that.
Bus fares, sending people to the VA clinic, you know, those kind of things. You bought a veteran with cancer an air conditioner. You know, this basic stuff that
dentures.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking through all the lists. You know, Operation Uplift transport passes, gift cards for essential needs, emergency meal cards at local restaurants. So this is and the important thing I want to note, Greg, is that all of this money that people donate is going to these services, not going to like salary or administration costs. It's all every penny of it's going to the veterans.
That's correct. There's none of it goes, you know, into anybody's pocket. It all is funneled through the Macon County and the auditor's office. And then, you know, of course, we go out and buy with it. But
yeah, but I mean, it's all to services.
Right.
Now, if people want to find, maybe they know a veteran in their life that needs some assistance, what's the best way for veterans to contact you guys if they're in need of help?
Well, if they need to do an application, they can come up to the office.
And where is the office?
141 South Main.
Okay.
It's the Macon County office building. We're in room 210.
Okay.
They can come on up and fill out an application. Make sure you have a discharge if we don't already have one on file for you. But
well, let people know, Lindsay, how little you can give to help. A donation of $18.40 provides a veteran with 10 round-trip bus rides. You know, so, I mean, you know, a $20 donation, you know, makes an impact.
It matters.
And in knowing that it can be matched 5-1, if you have the wherewithal, and I was looking at the donation list so far, you know, people have written checks for like $500 or, you know, $1,000. That's going to be matched 5-1 if we get to our $25,000 goal. And I will mention also the great folks over at Rainstorm on Veterans Day, both locations, go get your car washed because 100% of the proceeds that entire day, even if your car doesn't need a wash, go get it washed. They're going to donate all of that day.
Yes. And I mean, also Texas Roadhouse on the 9th, they're doing their 10% night. And then again on the 11th, of course, is Veterans Day, and they're going to our free meals, but you can also donate that day there.
All right, so there's a number of ways you can do this.
Right.
Well, Greg, thank you for all the heroic work you guys are doing down there for these folks who deserve every bit of it. And we're going to do our best to get us to our $125,000 match, which would come from the Howard G. Buffett Foundation, which would give you another $150,000 to help these veterans.
That's awesome, yes.
All right, well, keep doing what you do, Greg.
All right, thank you.
And all the folks down there at the Veterans Assistance Commission. That's who you make your check out to, by the way, the VAC. And, Lindsay, all of that information is available at nowdecatur.com.
Yes.
All they got to do is go to the Help for Heroes button. It'll take you to the page. There's a Donate Now button that will take you to the United
online.
Way where you can give online. And if we get to $25,000, Howard G. Buffett and the foundation, they're going to match it 5-1. That would be another $150,000 this year.
It would be a shame to miss out on that.
No, we can't. We absolutely cannot. So please give. Go to nowdecatur.com and give today. And then don't forget, we've got all of those other ways you can give, including the folks at Rainstorm the day of. They're going to donate all their proceeds. So get your car washed at either one of the Decatur locations and get in on this. We'll take a break for the news. Back with more after this. Real Men Wear Pink and so much more ahead. Stay tuned.